talked about the last week being. There you go. Are you ready? I'm sorry.
It was the whole day, though, wasn't it? Or was it just the morning?
You just said not. Well, the question's this morning. And I asked too, so. You mentioned this kind of being like a measuring stick week as far as the top teams you're going to play in the stretch and take 5 or 6 points. Just what do you kind of see from the group and, you know, see where you're at?
Well, we're defending. I don't know what that Eric will help me on here, I'm sure. But two or less goals and.
Technically
well,
eight, but seven and eight.
Yeah, seven and eight. And if you take the Ottawa game and you pick up that late one, it didn't really have an impact on the game. You're giving yourself a chance to get points, and that's what we're doing. They haven't all been pretty, but the boys are defending, and if we're not there, Vass is up to the task to make the save. But we only time we got in trouble tonight was when we started taking those penalties, and we got through it, and other than that, it was a pretty good game for us.
How big has the penalty kill been in moments? We talk obviously about power play, and that's part of the special teams. But the PK, I mean, they come up with those three kills, missing Sorelli for half, but Heavy's in the box for the other one.
Yeah.
Are we able to come through in those moments?
Well, you don't want to put your team in those spots. I thought two of the penalties we took were careless, and the third one happened because we were kind of out of position, but again, that was semi-careless. We just were put in a tough spot, and you're flirting with fire there, and we got away with it tonight. We just have to be, you know, like in the Florida game, we just took the one and you get through it. You start taking multiple penalties, it puts a strain on your team and on your PK, and we got through it tonight, but it's, you know, we just gotta buckle down and stop taking those careless ones. And, it was big for us tonight, especially when it was, you know, one goal game for most of the game.
It's really okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't sit here and say the mirror is going to be his friend in the next few days. Yeah, I think it's going to be okay.
John, did you get a kick out of that Kachuk fight with Chara? Or was that something that you wish?
Well, I didn't sure I got a kick out of it. It was, well, first of all, he's defending himself. It's not like he was jumping Chara. I had that one coming, but just because of what happened. But you know, I asked Bo too. I was like, "Did you know who that was?" And he said, "Yeah, I knew." And so you get to give credit. That's a go against there. But he was good for him. He's brand new in the league, and to do that and stick up for himself and be, you know, you definitely saw him way off the ice. He was pretty fired up. So I think he's a good kid out of that.
Another guy
that
got your team fired up,
Sorelli.
Would you like to play tonight?
Sorelli's play? I mean, what did he play?
Not that time, but...
I mean, he had the biggest impact on the game in 9 minutes, and that was a huge goal for us that, you know, after we gave up that first one, and kind of an unfortunate situation, but to get the next one, and then Sorelli to get that, you know, it wasn't a power play goal technically, but he hung on there, made a great play, and then to stick up for a teammate like you did. It's tough, the rule now. It's I understand why it's the rule was put in, but to carry like a 17-minute timeout is that's tough. So hopefully, at some point maybe they can change that. But it was, you know, I think a warranted situation. Anybody that for probably other team might have done that. But it was a huge lift for us, and it was a quality 9 minutes to be able to play that.
Kind of knowing that this was going to be a defensive kind of minded game, was it important to get that response with the Joseph goal right afterwards?
That was the big goal. It's tough how we gave that one up, but I think obviously Hedy wanted that one back. But to equalize it right away, I took the lead off my shoulders, and then to get the lead. Actually, it's a better play with the lead, but it was, Joe's goal was huge.
Coach, last three games, 5 of the possible 6 points against playoff level competition. That has to be nice.
Yeah, if you told me that at the beginning of the three games, we would have taken that all day. And it was, you know, those are the teams you're going to end up seeing at the end. And if you want to get there, you have to beat these teams. And, you know, we were, when you're at home, it's, you definitely have to take those points. And we did that. And so now it's, you know, move on to play a team we were supposed to play back in March of 2020.
It's March 12th.
Yeah, yeah. St. Patrick's Day, wasn't it?
So March 12th. There's the rematch.
Joey, what's been the catalyst for the way you guys have been defending as of late? Is it more of a commitment? Is it structure? Or is it a combination?
Probably a combination of everything. If we're going to go anywhere, we have to defend. And the guys, we've just gotten better at it. And it's, like I said, it's not perfect. Defending's hard, but it's a choice. Everything's without the puck when you defend. And so that's when structure does come into it. But guys have bought into what they have to do, and what we need to do is win. And it's working for us.
What does it say about the atmosphere that you have created with this team where, like, there was no hesitation for this role? Like, some guys might hesitate. Like, and he came from a long way, which is probably why he got the instigator. But there was no hesitation.
He came from the same distance Nelson came from.
Yeah. But there was no hesitation. Like, he didn't even think twice about it.
You know, some certain players, well, first of all, hockey players have it in them, but certain players, it's regardless of what's happening, it's just a team first attitude. And to me, you are not putting your team at all in peril when you do something like that. And that's why I said it's unfortunate you have to sit for 17 minutes, but I think even if you were to have to sit the rest of the game, Tony would still do it. And a lot of guys are willing to do that. So it's a success because you have guys like him that sacrifice themselves for the better of the team.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.